April
4th, National Coast Guard Day.
Okay, let's hear it for the Coasties. Semper Paratus, always vigilant, always watchful. That's their saying. Semper Fidelis for the Marine Corps, always faithful.
And I wonder, now it makes me wonder, what's the, you know, what became the difference between the Navy and the Coast Guard?
Well, Coast Guard was formed to do what it just said, is protect the waters right off the coast of the United States.
Coast.
And yeah. The Navy is, you know, the Navy was there to project sea power out.
No,
really pushed, sense. It really pushed under Theodore Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt really built up the fleet. So, and they called it the Great White Fleet because all the ships were painted white. So that when they traveled and they'd go into all these different ports to show the magnificence of our military, they were easy to spot. See? They're their own facts.
Nice.
From history. Is that it? Coast Guard Day?
It's also National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, okay. You know, where I am not a cookie aficionado, unless, of course, they're oatmeal raisin cookies, and I like those.
That makes a lot of sense.
Or Oreos. I mean, everybody likes Oreos. Even though Oreos, I'm certain, you know, I'm a little disappointed in them that you buy Oreos, they're still tasty, but it seems like they're smaller than they used to be.
Like shrinkflation?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can buy the double stuff. Well, I don't buy double stuff because it just sounds bad. It says, buy a double stuff. It's like, okay, let me see how much sugar I can put into my bloodstream and have my pancreas try to handle this. Okay. The weather. Oh, my God. We're going to hit triple digits, my friends. But today is going to be beautiful. It's about 93 and low around 66 tonight. Tomorrow about 95. And then Wednesday, 97. Low is around 70. Thursday is going to be 99. But then we get start getting into the triple digits. Friday, 102. Saturday, 105. And Sunday, 103. So, really enjoy the next few days. I say that, and people, you know, God, it's still 98. I went out Saturday with the horse, and was riding, gosh, 11, by 11, 11:30, came back. So it was probably 88, 90, but it was still doable. And, but when it starts getting to be like 90, by 11, 12, 90, and then it starts, and it just keeps baking. But anyway, so today, though, looks like it's going to be pretty good, and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and Thursday's 99. So and then we get up into the hundreds. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. They are involved in so many different community projects. It's just a really, really good local business for you to have them provide your propane needs. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. Let me see. Do you remember Lonnie Anderson at all?
I heard the name.
Well, she was in this show called WKRP in Cincinnati. It's about a radio station. And it was really funny. Including when the general manager of the station decided to give away turkeys by dropping them out of a helicopter into this mall. And Les Nelson, I think was the sportscaster. What, I don't know, sports or, yeah, sports. And he was covering it while he was at the, at the shopping center. Here comes the helicopter, and they start throwing out the turkeys. Well, turkeys just start dropping from the sky, hitting cars.
Turkeys away.
Hitting cars. People chasing, you know, people running. And he's covering, he goes, oh, the disaster. And then the final scene is, I mean, it's hilarious. And the final scene is, here comes the general manager, he's covered with turkey feathers. And the media guy, you know, for the radio station, they look like hell. And he comes out, and the general manager looks and says to everybody, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. I'm sorry, but if you saw it, you'd realize how funny it was. But she, Lonnie Anderson, played the secretary there, and she was blonde and beautiful and curvaceous and all of these things. But she was also very, very smart. Where people are having problems with something, she walked through and solved the problem. Keep going. Married Burt Reynolds, was in several movies. Anyway, died, age 79. If you get a chance, you know, look it up. But it was WKRP in Cincinnati where she became well known. All right. Okay. Let me see. Let's go. We can go kind of local here. 32,000 lightning strikes in Northern California since late July. Did you see that? 32,000 lightning strikes.
And lots of little spot fire from that?
Well, they say, let me see. July generated more than 33 lightning strikes in Shasta Trinity and nearly 32,000 strikes across Northern California. And just in the last 2 days, the storms produced 913 lightning strikes in Shasta Trinity forest. And it started a couple fires, but not many. So they had 22 wildfires sparked by recent storms. 20 have been contained or extinguished. So, and that came after the, of course, the Green Fire I'm not going to hear anything about that, but it's 19,000 acres, hadn't grown any, and it's fully contained, and they're putting it out now. Green Fire is 95% contained Friday. So that's finished. And the Orleans complex burning in Del Norte and Siskiyou counties, 80% contained, and it burned 21,000 acres. So, 32,000 lightning strikes. You know, when we came back, 2000 and, I'm trying to think, it was 2008. When we came back, my nephew got married and we went to the wedding and we came back as we were driving back from Sacramento. Now we would probably have gotten back, we're flying into Redding because it's a better deal. But back then, we were driving back from Sacramento, and we saw clouds. We didn't realize it had been smoke, and we'd gotten the same thing. Thousands of lightning strikes. Hundreds of fires, though, started, and North State was on fire. All that we saw on the whole horizon was clouds, the smoke clouds from fires going. So we maybe dodged the bullet a little bit here. All right. Let's take a quick break and see what's going on. I believe it's going to be our community calendar going to be catching up with us if I've got all my dates right here. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Happy Monday, my friends.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And now we have Community Calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and happy birthday, United States Coast Guard.
Ooh, Simple Paredes.
Yep. My uncle served with them.
You know, when they have people stand up, you know, when they're recognizing different services, you know. The
different hymns? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the Army stands up, usually a lot of them. There's a lot of Navy and, you know, Air Force.
Not a lot of Coast Guard.
Not as many Marines, or as many of us. But when then when they play the Coast Guard, the only one that has less people standing up than the Coast Guard is the Space Force, because we're still not sure the Space Force is real. But the Coast Guard, you know, they'll have one or two people there, because it's just right. Not a large service, but it's a very important service, really. Everybody I've ever met that was in the Coast Guard are really pretty cool people. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Your turn.
For today, Monday, August 4th, National Coast Guard Day. And again, super happy birthday, United States Coast Guard. Tomorrow, Tuesday, August 5th, is National Night Out. And we have multiple events having to do with that coming up this week. Thursday, August 7th, is National Purple Heart Day. Sunday, August 10th, is Agent Orange Awareness Day. And it's also National Spirit of 45 Day, honoring the can-do attitude of the greatest generation and those that have inspired us and sacrificed for our country. These are great days to remember this week. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all of our first responders taking part in National Night Out events here in the North State. So let's dive in and plug a couple of those events as we start this week's community calendar. The City of Anderson and Anderson Police Department invites you to attend this year's National Night Out on Tuesday, August 5th, next to the River Splash Pad in Anderson River Park, located at 3100 Rupert Road. This event is free to attend and will run 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Highlights include canine demos, food trucks, a chance to win a prize basket, and more. For more information, visit Anderson Police Department on Facebook. There will also be a free community event for National Night Out in McLeod on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Suhu Park, located at 405 East Palombero Drive in McLeod. Highlights include a DJ, barbecue dinner, shaved ice, face painting, a bouncy house, local first responders, games, raffle prizes, and a special guest. There are actually several special guests, including Mickey and Minnie and Smokey Bear, if he's not responding to a fire, that is. There will also be a two-man joust game and an obstacle course. Sounds like a fun evening. On Wednesday, August 6th, check out the Redding Rancheria Discover Health Fair from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, located at 2100 Redding Rancheria Road. This event is free to attend and open to all ages. There will also be some special activities for the kiddos. For more details, check out Wind River Resort and Casino on Facebook. On Wednesday night, look for the annual Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series in Anderson. This Wednesday, August 6th, look for CC Seeger to perform. Opening band is 6 p.m. and headliner is 7 p.m. This free concert series is located at the Anderson River Park Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Bring your own chairs and blankets. The Friday night in the concert series is currently running in the city of Shasta Lake at Claire Ingle Park and presented by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce. This Friday, August 8th, look for Danger Kitty to perform. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. Bring your own lawn chairs and blankets. On Saturday, August 9th, look for the Nourish and Flourish event to take place at 777 Cypress Avenue in Redding, starting at 7:30 a.m. and running till 12 noon. There will be free health screenings and other services, health and nutrition education, local doctors that you can meet, mobile mammogram referrals, and more. Now, more information can be found at the Redding Farmers Markets on Facebook. There's always something happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, like the Wings of Summer Butterfly House, which will run through August 10th. Or check out Discover Steampunk exhibit, now running through September 1st. These exhibits are free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. For more details and additional programming, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. And finally, just a quick save the date going forward. The Shasta District Fair, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet dates coming up this year are September 13th and 14th, November 15th and 16th, and December 6th and 7th. For more details, visit Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com. Now, next weekend, I'll be off helping another group and off on Monday, but I'll catch everyone the next Monday after. This is Anne Marie with your community calendar. Have a great week, everyone.
Wow, Anne Marie.
Yes, sir.
So many things going on. So little time. So little time. So, do you get to go to some of these?
Oh, I do. One of my favorites is National Night Out. I just love that event every year.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all going to be, it looks like all going to be on Tuesday night, this or tomorrow. So.
Yep, tomorrow night. You know it, National Night Out Day.
And that August 6th on the health fair, 9 to 2 down at Wind River, this is really a good place for everybody to go because they do all these testing. Blood pressure, sugar, you know, body fat, all these things that you can pick and choose to see. And it's all free, and they're going to have a number of vendors there too that, you know, health, have to do with health and everything. So, good job, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, sir. I will catch everyone not next Monday, but the Monday after.
Okay. Thank you. And our weekly community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, Homeowners Life, other insurances, all the insurance that you can imagine from Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Our arms, several of which are not California compliant, and over $465,000 in U.S. currency concealed in vacuum sealed bags inside a safe.
That's about $500,000.
Yeah. I wish I had $465,000 in U.S. currency.
Let's see, they lost it all.
In freeze
that gambling
vacuum sealed bags. Inside the safe, everything was seized. And so I think my question is, that money belongs now to the city. Somebody check with that one. But I'm pretty sure that when they seize money and, you know, and then the guns, of course, you know, if their guns are there illegally, if he's a felon, they get all the guns too. Then they went into another place, in Mill Pond Lane, also an illegal marijuana grow, and they found another sophisticated grow site, and it was used only for marijuana, and they arrested somebody there, and they found multiple firearms in an unsecured safe, and he's the guy they arrested, a convicted felon from a prior domestic violence case, is prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. So, $465,000, 41 guns, plus 21 pounds of cannabis. Wow. Good job, RPD. You know, when you hear this, you wonder, well, how do they get into this one? Because obviously these things had been going on for a period of time. If you see the photo in here, it's just, I mean, stacks of money, stacks of marijuana, and all these guns. And a lot of them look like the black guns, the semi-automatic ARs. In fact, most of them look like that. Wow. Good job, RPD. Now, other things that are going on in the world here. Texas is redistricting. And the Democrats don't like that. And, of course, now Newsom is saying, well, I'm going to redistrict California. And what's wrong about, you know, is we voted to have just, you know, have a panel of people redistrict, but now they're putting the legislature in the redistricting California. But in Texas, they are redrawing Texas's congressional map. House Democrats left the state. Just left. Because they weren't there, you can't, You can't vote. Texas Constitution requires 2/3 of the state House members to be present to conduct business. And when all the Democrats left, it, you know, they can't. They don't have a quorum. And the proposed U.S., the proposed map the GOP put forward last week could potentially eliminate 5 Democratic House seats ahead of the 2026 midterms. So, and I think what I saw from Governor Abbott is he's putting a he's putting an arrest warrant out for him to bring him back from New Mexico or wherever they're wherever they're at. But then California wants to do the same thing. So unfortunately, if all the Republicans in that are in the House or in the Assembly and the Senate said we're leaving, and they left, they'd still have enough people for a quorum. So it doesn't make any difference really what the Republicans say if they don't like. And so, but you think about redistricting, and LaMalfa talked about this Friday. And you know, you think up here in the North State, how do you redistrict the counties we have? Are all conservative. Well, what they could do is run that and add in Marin County, which is, you know, got twice our population, and make it part of the first district. That would change things. And then the jobs report that came out on Friday, the jobs report showed the U.S. had just added 73,000 jobs. And the monthly total for May and June were also revised down by a combined 258,000 jobs. And as Mr. Trump says, in my opinion, today's jobs numbers were rigged in order to make the Republicans and me look bad. So then he fired the commissioner for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I don't like your numbers. You're fired. So she was released. So there's been nothing. Now, this comes out of CNN. So, I mean, you got to kind of take it maybe with a grain of salt. But I did see that he had fired her. I don't know if you heard about what happened in Montana. This guy opened fire on patrons and staff at a bar in Anaconda, Montana, Friday morning, and killed 4 people, including a bartender and 2 customers. And he's gone to the winds, and they've got rewards going for him, and they're trying to find him, but he's up in the wilds of Montana right now. Let's see. What else? You know, the COVID-19 keeps coming up. I ran into somebody the other day that said that they were getting ready to go with somebody to on a elk scouting trip. But the guy he was going with came down with COVID. Are you hearing? Are you hearing people coming down with COVID?
Haven't heard about that lately.
Well, no, I mean, but it's obviously COVID's still out there.
Yeah,
I mean, but they came down with COVID, and he said, "Well, I don't know if I'm, but is it transmittable? I don't know if I'm infectious or not." But my friend, who had COVID before and went down hard with it, and a big strong guy, went down hard with it twice, and so he's just not even going to take the risk and go on out there. But COVID-19 is still out there, but are people dying from it? Are you seeing, I've seen a lot of people going into the hospitals. I would, that's something to check. Why don't you see if you can look at that one during the break and see, is COVID, after the disastrous results when we had the when it hit in 2020. Here, just 5 years later, we still got people getting it, which is not unusual because it's like a flu, as what people were talking about. But it obviously isn't killing people, quote, killing people like it did before, because of, people's resistance systems have taken it in like you do with flu? Is it like you get a flu shot and it takes care of COVID also? Yeah, I'm not sure. But it was the first time I've heard that COVID was back. Now, I do know people that have had this long COVID that it just continues on and on and on, and you're sick for months. But it's not enough to keep you down, and you're not, and you can't infect other people, but you've got it. I mean, I know somebody that's got that, too. But that seems to be kind of a rarity. But maybe it's just because it's not in the news every minute of the day like it used to be. So, okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got a few more things we want to talk about. And then at 8 o'clock, Enjoy Magazine rolls in. So, take it away, Dave.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. with Carl Mendebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Junior Maxwell began her company in 1993, and she's built quite the institution here. So two separate divisions, insurance and financial management, all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you're looking for insurance, if you've got questions about insurance, how about your retirement plans? The stock market's down 500 one day and up 300 the next. So Judy Maxwell and her financial management team is offering a free review and evaluation of your retirement plans. Are you on the right track? Maybe you need to tweak them a little bit. How about your insurance? Judy Maxwell can help you with all of these. Judy and her team of professionals that she has working for. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. Set up that free review and evaluation. We've been talking about wolves. I'm sorry. I keep bringing back wolves, but this, yesterday, I sat down. As some of you know, I'm taking off next week for a 4-day journey up into the Warner Mountains on horses and with a group of guys. And so yesterday we met, and you know, when I get there, I am pleasantly surprised by how many people listen to the station. I'm getting hearing things from the people that were there. But some of them raise cattle. And if you raise cattle in this Northern California area, you start talking about wolves and predators and what they're doing to the cattle industry up here. Well, including the not just the decimation of a herd, killing calves, mainly calves because they're easier, but also full grown cattle, bringing them down, and the impact it's having on them up here, the fact they can't do anything to them, the fact that the ideas that the forest, you know, the game and fish have come up with work maybe for a day, you know, even to the extent of having drones harass the wolves, and at first it worked, and then they realized, it's not working. They've spent 6,000 hours of putting people out onto property to try and haze the cattle away from wolves, and that hasn't worked. And that's the other thing. 6,000 hours and it's not working. Maybe you want to find another metric to balance this out. And, you know, I mean, just listen to these people about what they're going through. And it all comes down to the fact that wolves have no fear. They're apex predators and they have, you know, what, 4 to 6 puppies, pups, I should, wolf cubs. Let me put it that way, wolf cubs. And, so if they have 6 and maybe 3 live. And then after they've gotten to a certain age, then they break off into their own packs, which is why we've got, I think, 10 packs now. And we'll probably have in the space of a year, maybe 12 to 14 packs of wolves running here in Northern California. And you've heard the stories that 2 years ago it was 75-80% was deer in their scat. When they did DNA, it was deer. Now it's, and 20% was cow. Now it's totally reversed to 75-80% of the DNA in their scat is bovine. And the other 20% is deer. There's an article, and they even had an article in the Sacramento Bee about this. I mean, front page, boom, wolves. And you've got the other side of it. It says, oh, no, we've got to learn to coexist, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, you know, coexistence is one thing. But some of these people were totally denying the fact that wolves are predators. This one family had a elk killed literally on their front porch. It was dragged around up in the front porch by two wolves. Fishing game came out. Yeah, they're wolves. And yeah, this is pretty close to your homes. It's not just the cattle. It's that they're coming in closer and closer to places where people live. You know, like you have coyotes in neighborhoods here in town. you can see them. And what they're really concerned about is the wolves are going to keep getting in closer and closer, and they have no fear that they're going to start picking off your puppy and, God forbid, your kids out there. So how do you combat this? And within the protected species they are, you can't even shoot them with rubber bullets. Oh no, this could bruise the wolf. This is what I'm reading from the other side.
Might hurt their feelings.
Yeah, might hurt their feelings. No, they said it could bruise them. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of what you want to do. You want to bruise them. So they get the idea to stay away from this area. I'm going to shoot you. And of course, what? A rubber bullet's got what? Maybe 100 yards? Maybe? And this one woman, when she says, well, and they attacked right on this front porch of this house, she denied it. She said, well, you can't prove it was wolves. Well, the fishing game guys are there and they know wolves. This is their whole job and they're saying it's wolf. Well, it could have been dogs. See, so you've got one side totally denying the fact that wolves can be a danger. And then you got the other side. They're saying, I'm watching my cattle herd dwindle. Because they're being, and I'm finding them and they're dead and they're eaten by wolves. Well, then here's this other article I just read. For the first time in over 80 years, quaking aspens in Yellowstone are growing tall and broad. The unexpected return of this iconic tree of the West is due to one reason, the gray wolf. What do they have in common? It's because the wolves are eating the elk. It's wolves hunting of elk that has allowed these tree saplings to grow. They were once abundant, of course, and then they were wiped out in the 30s. The elk population in Yellowstone grew up to 17,000 in 1995, and they would eat all the emerging aspen sprouts. And so without the sprouts, you can't have the trees and all this. And elks were eating them all. So, but what happened in 95 when they reintroduced the wolves into the park, the hope was that they would thin out the number of grazers, which they did. So they've returned. They've gotten more. They've gotten bigger. And this is a way that, and this is what they figured, is they're going to thin out the herd. The herd is too big. So, and they've done a good job at that because there's lots of food there and there's no cattle there. But we don't have herds of elk, herds of deer, because our deer population is going down too, because we don't hunt cougars, mountain lions, and bears. They've just gotten, the numbers have gotten so huge. And now we have wolves. And I actually heard somebody say, well, you know, the grizzly bear. Well, let's just bring grizzlies back into California, too. Bottom line is that when you talk to people whose livelihood is affected by this and they can't do anything about it, then they get angry. And now when they get angry and they don't see, you know, you're told you can't protect your property, what's going to happen then? Now, I didn't hear any of them, not one of them say something like, well, you know, I'm going out and do the three S's. You know, the shoot, shovel, and shut up. Not one of them said that. But they said, you know, they've got to figure out a way of doing this. Letting the sheriff's department, letting the hunters, you know, they do contract hunting from the fishing game. Have them call these, you know, have them start causing these wolves to move. Just harassing wolves, you move them from one ranch to another. It doesn't solve the problem that the parenting duo is teaching their pups how to kill cattle and deer. But cattle are easier.
So are these the gray wolves?
The gray wolves. And these aren't even native.
Not like the red wolves.
They're not even native to California. They brought these out of Canada. They're bigger. They're bigger than the California wolf. they're about like a third bigger, better predator, stronger. So you had the Mexican gray wolf, which is smaller along the borders and all this, but these are the Canadian grays, and these are big, big boys. So anyway, so on one side, they've helped in Yellowstone, but they've got a huge herd of elk there they can feed on. And I saw a video the other day of five wolves going after a buffalo. And trust me, the buffalo was in trouble. They had him cornered. And they were not afraid. They were going after this buffalo, which are pretty big animals themselves. And he was, trying to defend himself, but, when you're by yourself and there's five, six wolves that want to take a bite out of your hindquarters, because that's what they do. They go after the rear and eat their way up. So it was not a pretty sight. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news when we come back. I don't know why I spend all this time on wolves, except for the fact that I know people that raise cattle. And I know people that are under siege right now, and they absolutely feel helpless because there's nothing they can do. And the state is trying to figure it out. They're trying to bump it up into the second stage of this where they can maybe start doing some things to keep the wolves away. Hey, when we come back from the news, got to enjoy the magazine starting off this month with a bunch of great stories on what's happening in the North State. We'll be right back.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Texas Democrats have left the state to prevent the state House from voting on a new congressional map that could give Republicans several seats in the 2026 midterm.
The move could expose Democrats to fines and other penalties. It's an effort to stop Republicans from redrawing the congressional map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott called a special session of the legislature that started last month to take up the redistricting effort that the president has urged.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Governor Abbott is warning Democrats he will seek to remove them from office if they're not back when the House reconvenes this afternoon. This week, President Trump plans to announce a new head for the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unhappy with the recent jobs numbers, the president fired the BLS commissioner last week. And he told reporters he'll name a replacement soon.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what he announced.
The president accused the former jobs statistician of faking jobs numbers, calling it a scam without providing any evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Montana manhunt goes on. State Attorney General Austin Knutson says they're looking for a suspect in last week's fatal shooting of four people in a bar in Anaconda, Montana.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
The subject of that manhunt, 45-year-old Michael Brown. Rally underway this morning on Wall Street with the major indexes sharply higher. The Dow's up 473 points. The Nasdaq better by 308 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
South Korea's new leader taking a more conciliatory approach to North Korea, ordering the dismantling of propaganda loudspeakers set up along the border.
These loudspeakers were used by the previous government here in Seoul to blast anti-North Korean propaganda and South Korean pop music into the country for residents living along the border to hear. The broadcasts antagonize the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, who tightly controls his people's access to outside information. But South Korea's news.
We are by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm laughing because my guests have brought out a magnifying glass. It's the biggest magnifying glass that I've seen in a long time.
I thought we were going to play Sherlock.
Okay. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And
happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. So,
hi, Mikey.
Mikey.
Yes, Coast Guard birthday today, Semper Paratus.
Yes.
And what else?
Well, it was just the National Cookie Day, and that was it. So I looked up, and today's Louis Armstrong's birthday.
Ooh.
I thought that was pretty cool.
You know, that's one of my dad's favorite musicians. He just loved listening
my dad
to
too.
Louis. Oh,
well,
Louis Armstrong.
I will tell you, since we're sitting here, it is also National Peach Month.
Peach Month?
Yes, it's in the magazine.
Okay. Oh, well, let me tell you, I was out with some friends on Saturday, and they brought us almost two dozen peaches off their, white peaches off their tree.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, yeah, very tasty. So, I love peaches. Okay, today, a high near 93. It's going to be really nice out there. And a low around 66. Now, it's going to be in the high, you know, that 90s like that. Thursday, up to 99. Now, on Friday, it starts in the triple digits and goes through Sunday, 102, 105, and 103 during the weekend. Sunny and hot. And on Saturday, it's going to be the warmest at 106. So just get prepared.
It's been really mild.
Yeah,
and everything that I've read, like in almanacs and everything like that, said that this is supposed to be one of the mildest summers we've had in a long time. Don't know why, but it has been, thus far.
Farmer's Almanac has been around.
And then I also
how long has that been around?
Forever.
I mean, it's got to be, I mean, we're talking a century at least.
Yeah.
At least a century. I mean, that would have been, that's only, you know,
YouTube,
1925.
I've been seeing lots of stuff talking about we're gearing up for an El Nino. So I don't know, does that mean rain or no rain?
I think that's rain.
That's rain, yeah. El Nino. Okay. Nino is
Nino.
Just hot. Air coming up. Nina. Well,
yeah, it says we're gearing up for an El Nina.
Hey, a weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, family owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service. Veteran owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got all different types of programs out there. Plus, they've won awards for hiring veterans. At Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family, really good people. 530-365-3793. And I'm here with some of my favorite people, Ron Dalvey and James Masada. How are you two doing?
Great.
You two look great.
I actually went to the coast this weekend with some friends for the first time in forever, and it was absolutely glorious over there.
Well, Linda and I are heading there in October.
Mm-hmm.
Heading there in October, and to our favorite place that we always go to, and they had an opening. And just to take, we'll take Buford, and we're just going to go there and just veg.
We went to, we spent the day at Moonstone Beach.
I love that beach. That's one of my favorites.
And that's nothing,
where's
like
that
Trinidad.
Oh, in Trinidad. Okay.
Nothing, there was not one thing I could complain about except for now the tops of my feet are burnt.
Oh.
And they itch like crazy.
You mean you actually had sun out there?
No, it wasn't hot, but the sun did come out about noon. But it still was totally fine. It was just beautiful.
I was there on 4th of July weekend, and it was cold, and we had a party out at the place that we have, and it was, and my grandkids were there, freezing cold. They had a big water slide. Nobody wanted to do it until about 3 o'clock, and the sun came out.
Mm.
And it was beautiful
for
about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I, many years ago, my parents lived in Burlingame up by outside San Francisco, Millbrae, Burlingame.
Mm-hmm.
I would hop on over the hill and go down to Half Moon Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went there probably 3 times in a row, and it was just fogged in.
Yeah.
Right? On the 4th time I went down there with a friend, and the sun was shining, And what an incredible sunburn I got
because you don't feel it.
The wind's blowing, you're in the water and back out. Oh, no, incredible sunburn.
I was really surprised the beach was loaded. I mean, there were a lot of people, and that was cool. It was fun. Mm-hmm. But I have never seen so many surfers in my life. I mean, there were hundreds of surfers. I mean, it was just insane.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They were. And it was low tide.
Is it because of the tsunami?
Well, they said that they had some bad surfing in the last week. So it might have been. Yeah, it had something to do that. But it was low tide, so the beach was huge, you know, and it was very wide. But there's a creek that runs into it or so that was kind of fun. That's where we kind of parked it. And but there was this, I have to say real quick. There are dogs everywhere, right? And you walk down and it says, you know, dogs allowed but on a leash. There's probably 50 dogs in there running around. There's none of them are on leashes. And they're just the funniest things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I went out towards the ocean and there was a black lab that was just sitting there and just staring out into the ocean. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. And then I kind of realized that obviously his owner was out surfing. And he just sits there and watches and waits for him to come back, right?
Oh.
So then about 15 minutes later, I look over to my left because I'm talking to him and, you know.
The dog.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, so, you know, what's he doing? Is he out there? And then he'll go, woof, just one big bark like that and then keep watching. I see a surfboard come in on just by itself and there's no surfer. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this like going to be a Jaws moment?
Oh,
like the dog's waiting for his master to come back and the. That guy's gone. He was teaching a kid how to surf, and I couldn't see him, so he just let his board come in. Okay. But I was like, I'm totally freaking out.
Well, you know, one of the things, you don't even think about it, but who's the one that invented the cord that attached you to your surfboard?
The tether.
Tether. Mm-hmm. You know, and whoever did it had the idea because you know they had to be thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
where'd my board go?
You come off your board, then you had to come all the way in, get your board, go all the way back out. But, I mean, it just made sense to do it. And then most everybody has it.
The guy came back in, and he's like, no, that's not my dog. And I was
what a disappointment. Maybe Jaws did happen.
Yeah, but I found out later there was it's funny, but we saw somebody from Reading there on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling him how worried I was when I left. And then they texted me the next day and said, don't worry, the dog, his master came back and they went to the car together. We saw them. And I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know.
Well, when we go, we're going to take Buford. This may be his first time on the beach. So it'll be interesting because I know he'll get the zoomies.
Mm.
And in this beach we go to, it's not a lot of people there, hardly ever anybody there. So he'll have a chance to run and then get in the surf. But he is not a swimmer.
Mm.
He'll run out in the water until it gets up to, you know, it gets up to his belly.
He
was in the lake one time and had to swim, but he swam like 3 feet out and turned around and swam back. He didn't have control.
This from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back.
I know this is one of Carl's songs.
Man, I tell you what, I was watching, it was actually from Night of the Roxbury, Night to Roxbury.
Uh-huh.
You
oh, yeah.
never see anymore, but all of a sudden, it's all over the channels there, on the streaming. There's Night at the Roxbury.
Mm-hmm.
So,
They brought it back.
Yeah. And,
everybody knows
the other one.
Head bop.
Okay. Wayne's World.
Pretty on. That's excellent.
Oh, Schwing.
Schwing.
Schwing. She gets a Schwing award.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Pre-Pod.
Good times. Good times. Those were good times.
They're just stupid movies, mm-hmm. but huge. I mean, huge money mm-hmm. out there, which tells us maybe something about society and us. Hey, welcome back to the show. I've got Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. Tell us about this issue. This one is called Great Escapes.
Well, we do have a couple stories about places to stay, but also things to do where you can kind of escape reality. And one of them is a story about paragliding.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have this, we always start the magazine with an introduction to somebody in the community.
And I love, and I know I say this every time, so it kind of is like a droning on and on, but it's always at the front. This was something I think Rhonda was the one that came up with the idea of doing it. But to me, it's super important because this is kind of really just an intro right into the magazine, introducing somebody to you that's within our community. And I think that is one of the most important things that you can do, is know the people in your neighborhood, yep. right?
Isn't that true?
And, they are randomly selected. It's not, there's no agenda, but this gentleman here is Josh Littlefield. And, I'm newly acquainted to him. I mean, probably been a year or so or more, but he's just a wonderful, delightful human being. He is so much of a what you see. That picture is what you see is what you get. I mean, he's always got a smile on his face. He's always genuinely interested in what you're doing and wants to know, wants to help. I mean, I just really have a lot of respect for him, his personality and his love for community.
Now, here's somebody that I'm sure that we have run into each other.
Oh, probably. Oh, he's everywhere.
Yeah. And yet I don't know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but see, what's so great about this article is that you get enough information about him and you know him so that if you saw him.
There's a conversation you can start with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you, you like to sing A Whole New World.
Yeah. I didn't even know that about him. When I see him next to him, I'm just going to.
I'm not even sure what the song is.
A Whole New World. Isn't that from
Aladdin?
Aladdin, yeah.
Oh, well, that's why.
A Whole New World.
Yeah, I don't go to those.
But so I just when we come on the show every first Monday of the month, this is where I always like to start. So I always push it. I'm like, Rhonda. She goes, well, where do you want to start? And I'm like, right here, because I want people to reach out and meet the people in our community.
And it's not just people in Reading. We do do try and get out.
North State.
Yeah.
Well, but that's one of the things here is going over your. Gosh, 227 issues that the different, and you've introduced them in different ways. And I like this one.
Yeah.
Where you get, I'm sure you send these out to them so they have a chance to think as opposed to sitting there and what's your favorite song?
Little Brown Goose. They have a little time. Yeah.
Little Brown Goose.
Yeah. And for perspective, just so you kind of get an idea in case you run into him or see him, he's a business consultant and he is a professional employer, organizer, area manager. So.
I'm not sure what that is.
Neither am I, but it sounds important. I see the word organize. that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Something I'm not always good at.
Okay. I wish I was. Okay. I like to, here's your superpower. His superpower is what most men would want. To understand my wife's brain.
And it would be the best husband ever.
Yeah.
That would be his name.
Yes. The best husband ever.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times we try and then you realize that, I was listening to a song yesterday. It was by Garth Brooks. And it said, "Is my love enough to last after I'm gone?" And I asked, "Linda, is my love enough to last after I'm gone?" She goes, "No." Yeah. And I went, "No." She goes, "Were you talking about leaving me?" And I said, "No, I mean after I pass away."
And I turn back to dirt.
And she goes, "Oh, okay. Yeah. All right."
In my heart, yes.
I ask Linda questions. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Do you love me?" And I go, "Yes, of course I do." I ask her, and she looks at me for a second, and she goes, "Well, yeah." I said, "You have to think about this." It's become a little ploy between us. Okay, all right, moving right along here. More information than you needed.
So, on page 24, up to the highest heights, catching the wind. This is an awesome article. A lot of people don't know, and we have done things in the past, but the North State is actually a really great place if you like to paraglide.
Yes, I can imagine.
We have,
that.
I guess, several launch points, one being up towards Mount Shasta, and then I believe one that's more down the valley where we are towards the east.
Yes.
And I'm not really sure. I can't honestly remember where it is, but
yeah.
This is a young gentleman. Well, he's in, I guess, his 40s now, but he's a... an entrepreneur, and he loves sports, and I guess he's training to be a trainer, but he does training to keep himself physically fit, because before he even got his driver's license, he was a P2 pilot for paragliding. And
well,
so
he's opened
his own business.
Yeah, I can see where this would be a good area, because you've got the heat.
Updrafts.
And you get those updrafts.
Yeah.
And,
that sounds terrifying.
No, thank you.
Albuquerque, New Mexico was huge here, because they go up on the Sandia, which was easy to get to, and paraglide off that. And they could be up
forever.
There for hours up there.
They're like,
on the other hand,
it's like a vulture. They just like sit and spin and go up and up and up.
Yeah, and they can, and they get really good at finding, these thermal, it's like watching a buzzard up there.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
saying.
They catch those updrafts. But they can find these thermals, and they're up there for a long time.
I read a story somewhere, or I don't know if it was a YouTube thing, but you do have to know what you're doing though, because you can catch those updrafts. And if you're not trained well, they'll carry you. I mean, there have been people that have gotten stuck in them, and it's taken them up like into the airplane level.
Well, we buried people in Sandia. When they came off there, a storm was coming through, and it sucked them right into the storm.
And
they landed on the other side of the Rio Grande, Grande, and frozen to death.
Oh,
so, yeah. I mean, of course.
And probably beat to death with hail.
Well, I don't know. We didn't get into that part. But it was significant enough that I remember it now. It's been like, 35 years. 35,
horrifying.
So
what is his name?
It's Nate.
There it is. Nate Scott. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate Scott. And his company is called Apogee. And so he has started a company if you want to learn how to paraglide. And he does stuff now where he takes kids, up on tandem.
And let me just say this. That was an aberration, what I just talked about.
I've
known people that have paraglided forever.
Well, he's been paragliding for 30 years or whatever it is.
And
25 years.
I mean, you watch them and they're taking off from some of these launch spots and they're running down there and also, that's it.
I know. Up, up, and away.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's really wild because they do. They literally goes poof, and then they sit in their little chair thing. And
he said he did a 10-mile ride from the Mount Shasta proper and ended up being a 10-mile ride lasting 2.5 hours. And he said he wanted to see the summit and worked hard to get to that point and had tears in his eyes when he was flying up. Yeah. Yeah, and he's taken out, you know, kids as young as 12, and he's taken out women as old as 70. 70. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another one I'd like to, I don't know if we even have them around here, but I would think gliders. Glider services would be big
so
around here.
You would think so, right?
I would too. Fairfield.
Yes.
Yeah. My There's, mom and
in
dad
Napa,
did that.
Too.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, because you've got the updress here, and it's when it's hot.
You would think, you know, the prime place would be Benton.
That would be a great. That would be a great business.
Be
you
pulled,
would think
pulled out from. Yeah, you know, sure. I don't know if the maybe it's the runway isn't long enough or something. Mm. I don't know. Because it's a short runway.
Yeah, it is. Well, maybe that is a problem with it. And but I would think
as far
that
as
just gliding
weather,
too,
clear and updrafts.
I've known people that have done that too, and they just said it's absolutely fabulous. You're up there,
floating,
and it's just quiet.
Yeah,
all you know.
And it's funny you say that because I saw somebody pull through town the other day, coming through the downtown corridor. And he had a trailer on his back, and obviously he was pulling his glider, you know. So it was like a guitar hard case that he was pulling on wheels. Yeah. And it was the whole shape of the airplane. Obviously, the wings come off and fold in.
Yeah.
But I was like, huh.
And you have to, you know, you balance it, you know, first, and then when they take off, they're, and then when they land, they get all the way to the, you know, when they're hitting the brakes, and then it just kind of tips over.
Yep.
Very little.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's a good question. I should find out why we don't have that. If nobody's just thought of it.
Shasta County,
Chamber
of Commerce. This is another thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm going to get my license.
Because you could take people up in a paraglider.
Yeah.
I mean, in a regular glider. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, they're sitting there next to you or they're sitting there behind you. And anyway. Okay. Or you could be like Ron Lim and get the motorized. What are those little?
So that is really cool. And I have one of my good friends, Eric Putitanev, and I believe his brother, Boris. They have those where they're like the little chair you sit in and it's got the fan on your back.
Yeah, it's got the little engine up there.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Lim had that. And he was riding that everywhere.
Fly around here all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like a paraglider with a motor.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call that.
And see, that to me is, you know, is it forgiving? And in fact, if the motor stops, that's not a big thing because then you just glide it on down to where you land.
And the new thing now, too, is they're doing them so they're not gas, they're electric.
Oh, well,
so
see?
They're much quieter.
Quiet.
Yeah.
And you get up there and you know you've got enough for an hour or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't really need it because you can glide, but it gives you forward motion and ability to climb.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Located in the Cypress Square, of course, shopping center right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, whatever you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I love it. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or just hang around if I want to. Good guys down there. Again, it's not a hair salon. It is man's last stronghold, though. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine. Ron Dalby and James Masada.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Nights. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, thank you. We're back.
Never mind. Hey. Yeah, you warned me.
50,000 subscribers.
No.
No, I'm just wondering.
You're talking about us? Well, I thought we were talking about you to your newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, I'm with Enjoy Magazine, of course, and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, two of our favorite people, because they're, and Rhonda is so big into Riverfront, and
the play right
your,
now is
your significant other came by the other day.
Did he promote it?
Well, he came by just give me some tickets. So we have no problem. You know what? Giving away tickets here, you know, because you think, well, and this one lady drove all the way in from Red Bluff, listens to us every day to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
To pick them up. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, okay. No,
it's,
we like
it's, and it's doing really well. It's leading ladies, and it's so funny. It's a comedy, and it's been, it's just
this has been a great run so far. These two guys, right? So they end up.
And it's called Leading Ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, so but they get stuck.
They're struggling.
Yeah.
They're struggling Shakespeare actors, and they find out there's a woman who is dying, and she's going to leave her fortune to her nieces, or her, and they thought it was nephews. So they originally thought it was nephews. So they originally thought it was anyway. So they ended up dressing up like women to go and try and get
some money.
The money, and then they end up meeting her nieces, and the nieces are, you know, they fall in love.
Oh no!
Yeah, and their dresses—it's really like it's really fast paced.
They were stripping off the dresses, putting it on them. And,
it's so fast paced.
Reminds me of what was it? Kip in whatever Living in the Women's Hotel or whatever.
Tom Hanks. What was it, you know? And they were having to.
They were bosom buddies.
And they were having to rip off dresses and put on their. So this isn't about trans or anything like that.
No,
this
it's
is
so
about
funny.
A couple of guys.
And their acting is so good, and so
they're just trying to get money to help with the theater.
They just want to. They want to get $1 million because.
I thought like for the theater or something.
You would never be surprised what I dress up at for a shot of $1 million. I'd get in a phone booth with like Mike Tyson for $1 million.
You would come out with no ear.
Well, almost had that anyway. Yeah. And if I'm getting paid $1 million, chew on that ear, buddy. Because you know
I'll
what?
Pay for another one.
You'd be surprised how much I can. I'll find something to stick on there. Anyway, okay. Mountain roots.
Yeah.
God, we get so totally off the
page 30. Mountain roots. Christian Taylor transformed historic ski lodge into modern retreat. So this is up in the Mount Shasta area, and this, I mean, if you look at the pictures, this looks like an incredible place to stay. And this, Christian Taylor has taken this property that is kind of historic and actually.
What did it used to be called, James?
I don't.
I'm not sure how to say that.
Derwedelin
Inn?
Yeah, Derwedelin.
I want to say Der Wiener Schnitzel. No. Der Wedler Inn.
Which has chili dogs on sale right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So here's off topic, totally sorry.
Sorry.
Haven't ever tried it, wouldn't even think about it, couldn't even imagine that they have it, but I've been told that our Wiener Schnitzel has amazing biscuit and gravy for morning breakfast.
Never heard of that.
Me neither. So just in case anybody wants to try it. So this was a lodge that was originally built by a local gentleman, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but Pat Murdoch. There you go. Thank you. And this was built for the original ski park in the old ski bowl, and they've acquired this and now have transformed it into a retreat that you can stay at. They have individual cabins that have kitchens and all that kind of stuff, but they all have open back areas that are all common to make it seem more like you're out camping, and you're just off the beaten path. You can drive or ride a bike right into town. It only takes a few minutes. You're in a very secluded place that makes you feel like you're in the middle of the forest. You have incredible views of Mount Shasta. They even say that you're just in the right place where you don't even hear the train.
Wow.
Coming through.
Well, Murdoch, when he was had it, he would take a snowcat and take people up to 11,000 feet and let them ski all the way back down.
And if you liked it, he would do it again.
Do it again. I've been to a couple places, Telluride and this, that are very steep. I mean, this is for some good skiers up there. And it was during the summer. Mm. But that ski lift was going all the time with mountain bikers.
Yeah.
I mean, and these bikes were
during the summer or winter?
During the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And these bikes were made specifically for coming down these very steep black diamond trails.
I don't know that
thing was constantly.
I don't know that you can't. I believe you can do that here in the summer.
I'm sure you must
with
be able
ours.
To.
I know you can ride it in the summer.
At Tahoe, you can do it. You can send them up. You know, we were watching bikers go up to the top and then ride down. So
smart for them to be able
it.
To do it.
I think Mount Shasta is doing that.
Well, it just makes sense.
Make money all year long.
Well, yeah, because there's mountain bikers that go out there and want to do face plants at the highest speeds.
Yeah. But anyway, again, this issue being Great Escapes, I mean, like we've said before and in the past, we always have a slight theme for each issue. And this one is like little getaway staycations or whatever here in the Great North State area. And this is a perfect place. And actually, I think, now that I've actually seen it, this would be a perfect place that I would like to go with Yvonne.
It's a nice place.
And I don't know if I would want to do it in the summer or the winter, because either time would be really nice.
Mm-hmm. I like what he says here. Mount Shasta has everything Tahoe has without the crowds. It's true, and much lower prices.
And the costs, yeah.
And you've got nice little restaurants there in town, or you could be at a base camp like this, and they can get you back and forth.
Yep.
I've been in places skiing that where you would leave leave the place you were staying, put on your skis and ski down to the lift, and then it would take you up like that. So, and you come back.
Yep.
So, yeah. So this would be something.
But
it sounds great.
It looks beautiful. They just been.
And this is called,
Base Camp Lodge.
Base Camp Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
It's up in Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just look that up, Base Camp Lodge. Yeah. Sounds like a good place, especially when it's really hot down here going up for a few days.
Basecamplodge.com.
Yep. Okay.
Look, they even got hammocks, and
they got it all.
And I think it says it sleeps up to 36 people, and people can have family,
reunions.
Family reunions
there.
There's
your next reunion.
We just had ours in Mendocino.
Oh, did you?
There were 95 people, so it would have worked for us.
Are you able to talk about the woman real quick that wrote the story? Is that something that you can share? I mean, it's pretty kind of cool that we have a writer for us.
So she's pretty amazing, and I always tell her we need to do a story on her, and she keeps saying, no, you do not.
So the writer of this story is?
Megan Peterson,
mm-hmm.
And she is from Aetna. She lives in Aetna, but she also has a place south, I think in Wheatland, because she needs to be kind of close to airports in Los Angeles. Because she is also a writer for the ID Channel and
National Geographic,
and she's
Netflix.
Yeah.
She's got stuff everywhere, so she's pretty accomplished.
Yeah. She is very. She's a great writer. But
I love the ID Channel because that's where all the murder is.
ID Channel. Which one is that?
It's like where you watch
all
like
the
Dateline.
Oh my gosh! You know, for some reason when you turn on our TV, it goes to that one. Every time you turn it on after it's been off all day and night, and it goes to this forensic files.
I watch that. That's what I fall asleep to at night.
And her mom would watch this while Tom and I were in the other room. They were watching Ways to Kill Us, and it wasn't just like one. It was like for days.
Oh yeah,
you know, we're down there for 3 days. They're watching.
My
Ways
wife
to
thinks like I'm morbid, and I'm like, you know what? What I've come to find out, I've watched thousands of them, and bottom line is, don't do it. You're going to get caught.
That's right. And the husband's always the one.
Well, why do you know when you look at when somebody's killed, the spouse is always, whether it's male or female,
is
always the first suspect.
Yep.
And I went, just real quick, I went to San Quentin on a tour, believe it or not. We had friends.
How long was your stay?
We had a friend that was a guard there, been there, and had retired as a captain out of San Quentin. And the rule was you couldn't wear anything blue. Can't wear blue jeans or a blue shirt, because that's what the inmates are in. So we couldn't wear that. But we went to Death Row, take a look at Death Row, and let me tell you something. Over 600 people on Death Row. Something like 60% of them, 58% of them had never been arrested before
their murder,
before the trial.
Oh.
You know, never been arrested before.
Ooh.
And were found heinous enough to crime that they were sentenced to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, of course,
for first offense?
Well, yeah.
Or whatever, because they got caught.
Because they had hired.
They
hired somebody to kill their spouse. Or they hired somebody to kill somebody. And that right there, as soon as you hire somebody, that's death.
Murder.
I mean, you can be put into it. But others, you know.
Wow.
But it was. So when you think about it, and that, you know, and then think of Scott Peterson. You know, had a good job, did everything, and then
that's true.
Killed his, you know, perfect example of it. And
same with that guy that put his kids in that oil wells and stuff. What was it, that Colorado or whatever?
Anyway.
It's so twisted.
But see, that's the kind of stuff that why is it the girls look at that? Oh, well, no, you said you watch it too, right?
I love it. Yeah, but I love all that NCIS and CSI, and I just love the mystery. I like to solve stuff, so for me it's kind of like I'm sitting there, and it drives Yvonne crazy because I'll blurt it out, you know, and she'll be like, how do you know that? And I'm like, well, it just makes sense that this would be the next step. And she's like, I think you're a serial killer.
And with that, let's take a break. James Masada, studying up on serial killing. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. I'm always pleasantly surprised by our numbers that are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we thank the world of our listeners and our advertisers. So we like to thank y'all. And one of the reasons we have so many people listening is because we have such great guests, mm-hmm. like Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda right. Alvey, and James Masada. This magazine is such a great advertisement for the North State.
It's an enjoyment.
It 227 issues, which I'm sure somebody could break down how many years that is. I can't.
18.
It'll be 19 in October.
19 years in October.
Next year will be 20 years, yeah.
20 years.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
It is. And this issue for August is Great Escapes. I didn't see the article on my birthday in here. But I'm sure it was maybe...
That was a digital only.
Tomorrow.
Digital only.
It had
digital
to only.
Okay.
Adult content. We had to put it behind a pay gate.
Hey, speaking of Farmer's Almanac you guys asked about earlier,
yes. Uh-huh.
1792.
I know that thing's been around forever because of Benjamin Franklin. Did he start it, Benjamin Franklin?
Robert Thomas.
Okay.
Hmm. Huh.
Because, and it's accurate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, as I said earlier, it is Peach Month.
What page is that?
That is page 48. And this is just, I don't know, this is the first time I've seen something like this, but I love it. And it's just fun facts to celebrate National Peach Month.
Well, you know, we went out Saturday with some friends, and they brought a bag of peaches off their tree. You know, our peach tree, which was pretty good, but Linda takes all the peaches and makes her jelly, her jam with it, and you'll get some, but you can't escape.
You get peach to preserve, and you get peach preserve. Yeah, that's going to be the peach Oprah.
The peach Oprah. But they brought in probably 24 peaches to me off their tree, the white peaches, and I had one the other day, and it was just spectacular, because I love peaches.
So speaking of peach facts, peaches are native to China, and they've been cultivated there for over 4,000 years, and were considered a symbol of immortality and friendship. And you were saying white peaches, but there are over 2,000 varieties of peaches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are, you know, obviously even yellow, white, flat, donut-shaped varieties. There's, Georgia is not the capital of peach growing in the United States. California is. Just to like
Georgia peach.
Yeah,
you've heard that forever.
There are approximately 60 calories for a medium-sized peach, and August is the season to start. I guess it's harvesting them through August.
Well, when people ask me how's it going, Carl, I go, "It's peachy.
It's peachy, and that's down at the bottom. It says you're a real peach.
You're a real peach.
Well, peachy, but in my world, peachy can go either way. You know, oh, peachy.
And same with you're a real peach.
And it says in the Old South, people would give peaches to somebody that they liked. And then that's where the phrase stuck as.
Well, what did they do if they give you peaches and then say, bless your heart? Now you're in a quandary. Now you're in a quandary. Oh, they gave me peaches, but they said, well, bless your heart. Which is a real Southern way for the Southern
backhand
ladies to say.
Slap.
To say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, F you. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things. Okay.
So anyway, peach.
So another story that I'd like to talk about really quick is the Greyhound sign. You know, remember the old Greyhound building?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are repurposing that sign, and it's going to be, I don't know if it's there yet. It should be there this month. They are installing it at RABA.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Yeah, so Mikhail has...
At the one by the like the transfer station by the railroad tracks or the headquarters?
At the headquarters. Okay. Yeah. So on, is that Tehama Street? I don't remember what street it is. Anyway, you'll be able to see it this month, I believe.
Well, it says here install it at the entrance of RABA's downtown transit center.
Okay. Oh, at the transit
center. Okay. That would make sense to me, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is, RABA,
that building
and it's time to bring them back on again, because every time they come on, this ain't your father's RABA here.
Yeah.
They're doing things that they are really trying hard to reach out to the community and offering things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a small bus coming to your, or a van coming to your house to pick you up and take you places.
It's almost like an Uber.
It is. And it costs you like $2.
Yeah.
Unless you're a veteran, then it's free.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's time to have them back on again.
Did we just have them? Not too long
we
ago.
Did have
yeah,
her
that's
on.
Why
yeah.
I was going to
yeah.
say. Why do I know all this stuff in my head?
She's pretty cool.
She was pretty dynamic. Yeah. The Greyhound building was. I don't know if you had ever been in it, but it was a really cool building.
Yeah.
Way back in the day
in
when
the
I was
day,
a kid,
yeah.
we used to come
oh,
in
really?
There. Oh yeah, it was beautiful,
I bet it was.
And it had a cafe with like a sitting bar, and it had a second story, and it was really cool.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, I Thanksgiving dinner in a Greyhound station.
Oh, yeah.
In Seattle, Washington, once when I got stuck on the pass when my car blew up and had the hitchhike, ended up in Seattle, and was trying to wait for a bus to go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
It was on Thanksgiving.
It's weird.
You don't see that stuff
anymore. I have memories because that used to be the hot form of transportation. So when we were at KMS way back in the day and we were building things in the marketing department by hand, everything would come to us when we would have things shipped to us, like prototypes and all the artwork. It would come by Greyhound, and so we would be down at the Greyhound station all the time.
Oh, well, you know
picking
what?
Picking up packages.
But you used to, you know, people,
they were
could,
like the pack
people
mule.
Would ride on Greyhound, and then it started
I did,
getting...
when I was a kid.
Oh, no, I used to catch it all the time.
Yeah.
If we couldn't hop a freight, we'd hop
I'd
on
I'd go
Greyhound.
Between Santa Barbara and L.A. to visit my grandmother on my Greyhound. My parents would just take me on a bus with a lunch and say... Your grandmother will pick you up.
but you didn't worry about it then. There wasn't, you know, people having problems in the back there. So, anyway.
But anyway, it was started by the Reading, Forward Reading Foundation, and the Reading City Identity Project were requested.
Okay.
So a bunch of groups, the Chamber and Visit Reading.
Yes, the Historical Society.
Viva.
Historical Society, Viva Downtown. Yeah. They all got together, and, of course, Robba and Mikhail Sines. And
yeah.
I'm pretty excited. It's going to be really cool.
It is.
Well, you know what? Here we are. We've all been downtown for a long time. And you see all these things happening. I'm still trying to figure out what they've done to California Street.
Yeah,
and, I mean bikes. the green marks on the ground, very confusing because I'm looking at them thinking, well, is this right or wrong here? But
I was thinking, what if you're a Tesla and you're on autopilot? Does it know all that stuff yet?
I don't know. I mean, does it upgrade every night, or you're driving downtown and you run into the side of a building, a new building?
I know.
But you know, things like this, the sign, the different things that are happening. I mean, we've been watching this for the last, 6-7 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. What you got next?
Oh, I didn't even think. I thought we were close enough to the end.
We've got 2 minutes. Well, we've really only got 1:30.
So there's obviously a really great restaurant story. That's where are they? Up in
MacArthur.
MacArthur. The food looks unbelievable.
Yeah. That's called Crumbs, and that's a really cool little story.
And then we've got some really great recipes this month.
Yep.
As we always do, there is a flavor of the islands, grilled coconut, pineapple, Hawaiian chicken skewers, I should say. And then there's also, because of peach month, grilled peaches with mascarpone and vanilla ice cream. So, you know.
What's mascarpone?
Mascarpone is a sweet cheese from Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, kind of like, I would say likened to like a really great base for a cheesecake.
Another great issue here, a picture of the, what is this, a wildcat?
Bobcat.
Bobcat.
Under somebody's porch, it looks like.
You know, again,
so cute.
There's so many great, I just love your magazine.
And the calendar.
We got Reading Roots coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get them on here.
And there's also, Reading Roots, and then a couple pages over, what is it, the other big, Beer and Wine Month, or... the Beer and Wine Festival.
Yeah, yep, downtown.
That's coming up.
Like Reading
Regatta. Oh, and Regatta. The Reading Regatta.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
This is something that was done many years ago. Yeah.
Well, they were...
Revival of the big
first
historic.
One they did last year, and they were surprised at how big it was last year.
It's fun.
It was awesome. They were on early.
Yeah.
And they... there's going to be a lot of people out there. And
well, it's just, to me,
competing.
It's like... Oops. Sorry. I thought I turned my phone off.
I'm going to race this year.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
You're racing this
year? In one of those little teeny skinny boats?
We have to run.
Oh.
Enjoy Magazine. You can get it anywhere. And go to enjoymagazine.org. .com.
.com. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, tomorrow, O2 Staffing is going to join us and find out what's happening, what the state of California has done to us business owners again. Have a great day, and God bless America.
KTNR, Chester.